Welcome to Unfiltered and Unstoppable with Rob Rumsberg, Real Strategies for Real Advisors, a podcast that dives into what it takes to scale a thriving financial practice. Each week, we'll discuss actionable strategies, tools, and insights to keep you ahead in today's financial landscape. From innovative products and powerful marketing tactics, you'll get unfiltered truth and unstoppable strategies. Let's get started by building your unstoppable financial practice today.
All right. Welcome back to Unfiltered and Unstoppable. I am your host, Rob Rumsberg. So pleased to have you back today and really looking forward to today's subject. We will not be talking about products or markets. We are 100% going to be talking about people today. I have a passion for people. And more specifically, the heart for people. And that's what we will be going through today, is focusing on the heart. And because quite frankly, here's the thing. Prospects don't become clients because of the financial plan. That's a great deal of it, but that's not why. They become a client because they are looking for peace of mind. They want to feel safe. They want to know that someone truly understands them, understands their situation, understands their family, understands their life. That's what they're looking for. And when they're walking into your office, what they're really saying is, understand me, please. Please understand me. Please listen. Please help me make more sense of this, whatever this is. And quite frankly, that's what we are in. We are in the business of relationships. And here's the thing. Most people don't lie awake at night dreaming about their portfolio allocation. What's keeping them up is, why they're laying awake is, will my spouse be okay if something should happen to me? Will our kids be okay if something should happen to us? How can we make sure our kids are taken care of? And if I'm close to retirement, am I going to be able to retire when I think? And if I'm already retired, will I be able to stay retired with dignity and freedom? That's why I worked all those years, right? And here's the thing. Charts matter. The math matters. Absolutely. But what matters most out of all of this is whether or not you can connect with the things that are truly keeping them up at night. And maybe even more importantly, the dreams that get them out of bed every morning. That's why we retire, right? So today we are going to be unpacking what we call the five magic questions. So future, present, challenges, attempt, and impact. And I promise you that if you and your firm master these five questions, everything will be so much easier. Not only for you, but more importantly for your clients. And so this framework isn't designed to impress clients, but more importantly, it is designed to understand them. And so what we're going to go through today is why questions change everything. We all know that we need to be asking questions, but what we need to understand is how to ask better questions. Because the advisors that ask the best questions or the better questions, they get better clients. Not necessarily bigger, quote, bigger accounts, but better relationships. So once again, that's why we do this, is because we are in a relationship business. And we want to have relationships with those that we want to have relationships with. And when you go through these five questions, that's exactly what these are designed to do. Because here's the thing. When clients feel heard, they trust deeper, and they stay longer. You know, I've been doing this over two decades now. And the advisors that I have the best relationships with, I also find that they have the best relationships with their clients. And the reason why is because their clients know that they are being heard. their clients know that that advisor is looking out for their best interest. And how that happens is through wonderful questions. So the thing is, once again, charts don't build trust. Understanding builds trust. And the thing is also, understanding doesn't come from you talking, for 55 minutes of the hour-long appointment. It only comes from asking and listening and using the two things on your head called ears. You know, the old saying is that's why we have one mouth and two ears, right? We should be doing at least double the listening as the talking. Actually, I would say even more than that. So here's why this framework really works. Here's why it's really valuable. It will take you immediately from surface level conversations to real connection every single time, especially for those of you that are building firms, that are scaling firms, meaning you're bringing on junior advisors underneath you. If you can perfect these questions, more importantly, if you can teach how to perfect these questions to those junior advisors, your firm will skyrocket immediately. I've seen it time and time again from our advisor firms that have taken advantage of this process. And once again, for my advisors that I have the best relationships with, they don't see clients leave ever, never, ever, because those clients know that this particular advisor truly understands them. So let's dive into the actual questions themselves. So once again, the five magic questions, we're going to start with number one. The first one is future. We have to have a better understanding of their vision and their goals and where they actually want to be. So when we explore their vision and their goals, that will set the foundation of everything where we're going. And so, you know, the questions are very simple. So you tell me, Jim and Barb, what does the ideal future look like for you? Shut up and listen. Next question. So if everything went exactly right over the next 3 years, tell me, what would life look like for you? Shut up and listen. What does success look like to you personally? Shut up and listen. As we've heard those questions, maybe we probe a little bit. Excuse me, not maybe. We definitely probe. So let's say, for example, the first question was, what does the ideal future look like for you? And they say, you know, in 5 years, Barb and I, what we're looking to do is we want to buy 10 acres and have a farm. And you know, we would love for that to be where our family comes to visit. So your probing question is, so having your family come to visit you out on the family farm, that sounds important. Tell me more about that. Why is that important to you? They want to tell you why. They want to tell you how much they love their family. They want to include you in that. You have to want to be a part of that process as well. So if they say something along the lines, something as generic as, I want to retire at 60. Okay, Jim, so you want to retire at 60. Why 60? Why is that the magic number? I'm not saying that's a bad number. I want to hear from you. Why is that important to you? What makes sense at 60? And you know, the thing is, what you might hear at that point in time is, well, my dad passed away at 62 and my mom passed away at 63. So I would at least like to have a couple of years of retirement under my belt. I've heard that before. You have too. You know, you never know. 60 could be because of family, could be because of health, could be freedom. And here's the thing. These answers right here, what we're going through, these answers right here reveal their values. That's what you want to know. You don't want to know their goals really throughout this. What you want to know are their values, because that's where the human connection begins. That's where you can find where their heart is. And my advisors that have been in the business for many, many years, that's why and how they could stay in this business for so long. It's because it's about knowing the heart of your clients. And hopefully, as we continue to go through this, you're really going to see that. So the next question is the present. Understanding their current reality, right? So where are they at currently? So tell me a little bit. Where are things today? How close are you to reaching those goals? More importantly, do you feel like your current plan aligns with those goals and what's most important to you? Once again, after each one of those, you have the confidence and the discipline to allow them to answer. Ask the question, lean back in your chair or lean forward in your chair, get that pen in your hand, let them know that I'm excited to hear these answers. I cannot wait to hear how you respond. Share with me what is going on. Help me understand where you're at currently. So here's the thing. The portfolio might not be perfect. Most of the time they're not. But what might be missing is purpose, right? The purpose might be missing. And so this question specifically, the present, that's what this uncovers. The alignment between money, which is cold, and meaning, which is warm. We want to be warm throughout all of this. We want to make sure that they understand how much we truly and genuinely care about all of this. And when we were going through this, we are making sure to continue to be warm and understanding and confirming and reaffirming and empathetic and making sure that they understand you're truly listening. Next one. Next question is challenges. Let's take a look at what's in the way, right? What's in the way of all of these goals? What's in the way of your future? What's in the way of your vision? So as we're asking these questions, we're starting to get more and more involved in their life. So tell me, Jim and Barb, what's been the hardest part about making progress? Tell me, Jim and Barb, what's getting in your way? Tell me, Jim and Barb, what are you most worried about? Once again, pen in hand, ready to write notes, making eye contact as we can, making sure they understand I am here, I am present, I am listening. And here's the thing. Once again, I talk about being disciplined quite a bit. Your discipline here is to not allow them to provide you with surface answers. So examples of surface answers might be the market, the performance, time. So those aren't really, those are, once again, surface level. Let's get into a little more detail. Okay, you say the markets are getting in the way. How are the markets getting in the way? Give me a better understanding of what you mean by performance. So you're telling me you're most worried about performance? Why? What type of performance would it worry you? You said time has been getting in the way, meaning you work too much, you don't work enough. Give me a better understanding of what that means. Once again, have the discipline and the confidence to not accept the surface answers, because you want them to understand that you understand. Because here are the real challenges. These real challenges, this is what's underneath of all of those surface level answers. Guaranteed. Fear. Uncertainty. Guilt. And being overwhelmed. Listen, I know lots of people that continue to work simply because they're just overwhelmed with the thought of retirement, meaning what am I going to do with my time? How am I going to fill my day? I am not sure I have enough money. Those are very overwhelming thoughts. So if we can get beyond those surface level answers and we really dig in, we have a much better understanding of where they're actually at, meaning their challenges, because your job isn't to fix it right now. That's not my job. My job is not to fix it right now and tell you the answers right now. Your job right here as we sit in this first appointment is to hear it. That's what your only job is right now, is to hear, to listen, to take it all in. Just like in any relationship, I don't care if it's your spouse, your friend, your boss, your employee, your clients, any relationship. When you feel heard, the walls come down. And then we can now allow trust. That's what your clients want. They want to feel heard. They want the walls to come down. And more importantly, they want to trust. Question number four, attempts. Here's the opportunity for us to learn what they've actually tried. So tell me, Jim and Barb, what have you done in the past to address this? Address this particular challenge. So tell me, what's worked well in the past? Tell me what didn't work well to be able to overcome this hurdle. So what did you like or not like about that scenario? Give me a much better idea of what you mean by that. So why are we asking these questions right here? 100% to make sure you avoid those same exact mistakes, because we don't want them to repeat those mistakes, right? And also we want to make sure that we are showing respect for their history. That's what we're doing right now, is showing respect. And also right now, everything that we've been talking about and the questions that you've been asking and the interaction that you've had at this point, it's also, the clients are sitting there and they are thinking, man, this is so much different than every other transactional experience that we've had in the past. He hasn't even talked about numbers. He hasn't even bragged about his previous portfolio. She hasn't even opened up the folder to show me this huge bonus. Like, we are taking transactions totally out of the door here. And what we want to be is transformational, right? And you want to give them a transformational experience. Final question, question number five, impact. This is where we quantify the cost. So what we mean is, here are a couple of questions. So tell me, Jim and Barb, what happens if nothing changes? Meaning, if your adult child doesn't move out of the house, meaning if you're supporting all three of your kids in college and they don't look like they're graduating anytime soon, what happens if you continue to not take care of this particular portfolio where you're paying huge fees and you're behind what the market is actually returning? Tell me, what's the cost of doing nothing? What's the cost of just leaving everything as it stands today? Tell me, how would that affect you? Or possibly even more importantly, how would this impact the people that you care about? Once again, this is where awareness becomes urgency. It helps clients to see what staying in the same place, what it really actually costs. And what it costs, by the way, isn't necessarily just money, not just finances, but opportunity. It costs confidence. It costs peace of mind. It costs your future. It becomes overwhelming. I'm here to help you solve that. That's what we're all talking about. How are you there to solve all of these things? So the heart to all of this is this next step. It is to mirror back and to connect their emotions to the action that you are providing, to the solutions that you are providing. In my humble opinion, this is the most important part of this entire framework, because this is where everything shifts. This is where we go from cold data to belief. This is where we go from here's the plan, boring plan, to them actually owning it and their ownership. And this is where you become from just their, quote, advisor to their advocate. This is what we all want to be. We want to be the advocate for our clients. We want them to truly know and feel and understand that you are in their corner in all phases of their life. So, first step, let's mirror back what you heard today. So, as we said earlier, after you're asking the questions, making sure you're pausing and you're listening, but now we're at the end and we're going to reflect everything back. So, just so I heard you right, Jim and Barb, let me make sure I'm hearing you right. Your biggest goals are to retire at age 62, primarily so you could spend more time with those fantastic grandkids. We want to make sure that Barb is secure, right? That's what you're saying, Jim. We want to make sure she's secure. Definitely understand that. And your top concerns are volatility and outliving your income. And here's what I'm hearing from all of this is that, more importantly, your core values behind all of this are your family and your security. Did I get that right? Stop right here. Don't lead them any further. Don't ask another question. After you've asked the question of, did I get that right? It is a dead stop. You watch them. You watch their body language. You will see time and time again, they are going to exhale out of relief. Their shoulders are going to drop. They're going to be much more soft. My arms are no longer crossed. I'm certain you're going to try to sell me something. And you're going to see them look at each other. And you're going to see that they are going to be like, wow, she gets this. And they're going to say and look right back at you as the advisor and go, that's exactly it. Guess what we've done here? This is where we've earned trust. This is where we are truly showing them that they are understood, that they are being heard, and they are being sold at this point in time. No one wants to be sold. And to be clear, this is not just a recap. This is not a recap. This is what we call a validation loop. We are validating everything that we heard. And what it does is it proves that you listen. It gives them ownership. That's what they want. They want ownership of the plan. They want to feel like they're back in control. And the question of, did I get that right? That's exactly what you're doing. You are giving them control, and you are signaling empathy. That combination right there builds instant safety right out of the gates. And once again, I can't say this enough. Have the discipline and the confidence to not rush this process. Let the silence breathe like a wonderful bottle of wine, right? Let it breathe. And this is where your relationship is sealed, right here. We haven't talked about any recommendations and any bonuses and any returns and any markets and any charts. We haven't done any of that. You have sealed the relationship right here. Now, when we are ready for recommendations at our next appointment, this is where we connect all of their emotions to the action and the recommendation appointment. So now that they have emotionally owned their goals, You're going to bridge it to your recommendation using their words. Not manipulation. This is about using their words to help them understand that you have put this together, this plan together, with everything that you understood from your previous appointment. So once again, you're going to repeat everything all over again. So Jim and Barb, you told me in our last appointment that security and family are your top two priorities. And this is exactly why I'm recommending that we position a part of your assets here into this guaranteed income sector. That way, no matter what happens in the market, you always know that Barb will be taken care of and she'll always have the income that she needs. Or another scenario is, hey, you told me that flexibility and freedom were the most important to you. This is exactly what this approach will provide you. It's going to give you growth and access so you could travel when you want without worry. This is particularly why I put together this portfolio A and walk through that A a little bit in greater detail and why that makes sense. Once again, you're not pitching. You're aligning. You're solving concerns. More importantly, it's not your idea. It's their idea reflected back to them through your solution. You're not selling a plan, right? No one wants to be sold. You are protecting their purpose. And this is where we want to make sure logic and emotion finally meet. This is where the trust turns into action. I'll give you a quick real world example here. One of my advisors told me that she met with a client who said, hey, here's the thing. I just want to make sure that our kids never have to worry. Great. Awesome. So guess what? Every part of the plan that was built after that point, when she presented it, it was, if you take a look at this piece right here, this piece of the plan was designed specifically so your kids won't have to worry. This particular piece of the plan was designed to make sure your kids are set for the future. And that was it. $3 million portfolio. The deal didn't need to close. It was closed on its own. It was, more importantly, emotionally owned. So here's the framework to remember. Ask, listen, mirror, align. Ask, listen, mirror, align. That's it. Very simple, very powerful, transformational. Once again, people do not buy plans, they buy peace of mind. And the peace of mind begins with feeling understood. So what I encourage you to do, how to put all this into practice for you, your firm, your junior advisors, even your office managers and your receptionists, they should have an understanding of the framework of this. Print it out. Keep the 5 questions at your desk. Listen for values. Underline words as you're taking notes. Words like family, freedom, legacy, security, their values. Once again, I keep saying this, don't rush. Because silence will create the breakthroughs that you need, that your clients are desperately seeking. Mirror back, confirm everything that you heard, align the plan, connect every recommendation to your client's values. When you do all of this, your conversations will become easier. Conversations will become more natural. So there you have it. The 5 magic questions. Again, future, present, challenges, attempts, and impact. Not a gimmick, not a script. This is a real framework for connection and clarity. Clients don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. You've heard that before. And this is exactly how you show them. Like, you could know that saying, but if you don't know how to do it, it doesn't matter. So with that being said, before I wrap up, I want to say something that you don't hear enough. Thank you. Thank you for showing up for your clients, for bringing calm to chaos, for guiding families through uncertainty. You make a difference each and every single day. You don't hear that enough. And before you head out, I've got something to make sure that this is all even easier for you to put into practice. We created the 5 Magic Questions Playbook. So it's a very simple, printable guide that you can keep at your desk. Make sure you share it with your team. Once again, making sure even your receptionist has a good idea of the foundation of this. You're going to see the phrasing, follow-up prompts, real-world examples. So you could start using this right away in your next client meeting. You can request this at our site here. And that site is simply evolvewithgradient.com/ACE team. So evolvewithgradient.com/ACE team. Because here's the thing, asking the right questions isn't just good for business. It's how you build the lasting trust with every client you serve. So go out there, grab your copy today, start building deeper, more meaningful conversations that truly move your clients forward. And don't forget, if this episode hit home, like it, follow it, share it. We're on all of the platforms out there. Share it with another advisor that you know that needs to hear it. Because here's the thing, the more advisors that understand this stuff, that lead with connections, the more that clients will find the peace of mind that they've been really searching for. This has been Unfiltered and Unstoppable. I'm Rob Romsberg. Stay disciplined, stay focused, and keep making a difference. See you next time.